Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The next item on the agenda involves an update on one of our advertising contracts. We were supposed to start working on an advertisement for a new soft drink, but the manufacturer called me and said it won't be released for another 6 months. So it appears as though we won't begin that advertising campaign until the third quarter of this year. That's going to affect our work schedule in the coming months, so I created a revised timeline. Take a look at everything and check the dates. Let me know if you see any conflicts regarding your assignments.
Number 71. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 72. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 73. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's Olga. I'm just calling to talk about the farewell party for Michelle we're planning together. You had mentioned we should have it at Happy Trails, but there are more than 150 people coming. How about having the event at Desmond Buffet, the one with a large outdoor patio, instead? Anyway, we can meet later in the week to work on the details. It's going to take some effort, so we should get started soon. I'll put a meeting on our schedule for this Thursday, right after lunch.
Number 74. What is the speaker preparing? Number 75. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"There are more than 150 people coming"?
Number 76. What does the speaker want to do on Thursday? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Hello, everybody. I know you're busy because we've got lots of shipments to pack up and send out, so I'll keep this meeting short. But before going to the warehouse floor, I'd like to inform you that we have a new system for handling employee suggestions and complaints. Employee feedback is invaluable, but we've had problems collecting it in the past. After all, few people want to identify themselves by speaking directly to their managers about certain issues. There's now a form to complete on the internet. It's totally anonymous, so you have nothing to worry about. I'll summarize the comments each Friday and discuss them at our Monday manager meetings.
Number 77. Where do the listeners probably work? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"There's now a form to complete on the internet"?
Number 79. What will the speaker do every Friday? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following recorded message. Hello, and thank you for calling the office of Davidson Architecture. The office is currently closed as we're undergoing renovations from October 10th to 15th. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. If you require assistance with an ongoing project, please directly contact the architect with whom you're working. If you're calling regarding a new project, please email Patty Martin, the office coordinator, at pmartin@davidson.com. She will forward your inquiry to the most appropriate individual. Have a great day. Number 80. What type of business recorded the message? Number 81. What does the speaker say about the office? Number 82. What are potential clients instructed to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
And now for a local news update. The city's public transit agency started a new service. All public transportation in the city can soon be paid for with a new electronic fare card. Bus passengers can use the card to pay their fares when travelling. The cards are similar to debit cards. Passengers can add money to their cards and use them continuously. Individuals who wish can still pay their fares with cash. However, people we talked with are really happy with this new service, saying the new cards will make commutes much more convenient since they will no longer have to find exact change when taking public transportation. Right now, the cards are used only on the 5 most popular bus routes. But in May, the Transit Authority is going to provide this service on all of the bus routes.
Number 83. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 84. According to the broadcast, why are some people happy with a change? Number 85. What does the speaker say will take place in May? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Everyone, I'd like to inform you that we've set up 5 new copiers in the office. I know you were hoping to get new computers, but we can't do that until the 4th quarter. Now, the copiers don't work like the previous ones did. They have an additional level of security. Before operating any of them, you must type your user ID and password into the control panel. This will prevent unauthorized users from making copies. If you have any problems with the machines, call the maintenance department, but remember that they're pretty busy. Please let me know if the problem hasn't been taken care of after 2 business days.
Number 86. What kind of equipment has just been installed? Number 87. What feature of the products does the speaker emphasize? Number 88. Why does the speaker say?
Remember that they're pretty busy.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following instructions.
The next item on the agenda is the surveys we emailed to every customer who purchased a vehicle from our car dealership last year. As you're all aware, we designed the surveys to be able to find out the satisfaction levels of our customers with our service. We sent out the surveys a month ago, and I'm pleased to report that more than 70% of the people have completed and returned them to us. It's possible that the high number of responses is a result of us promising each person a free car wash if they handed in a completed survey. Let's keep this fact in mind the next time we try getting customer feedback.
Number 89. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 90. What did the survey collect information about? Number 91. What incentive did the company provide for completing the survey? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Now let's get back to our show. We've been discussing ways to market small businesses for low prices. During the break, a business owner called me. He said that he relied heavily upon social media to advertise, and apparently his business has become quite successful. Now, I'd like to introduce Cynthia Wilson, who's going to talk about advertising to all types of audiences. Ms. Wilson will start by discussing online advertisements. So, Ms. Wilson, we know everyone around the world can see online ads, but how effective are they?
Number 92. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"His business has become quite successful"?
Number 94. According to the speaker, what will happen next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and floor plan.
Hello, this is Bruce Denard calling. I'm helping organize the technology fair you're attending. I just emailed you an updated floor plan of the exhibit space you've rented. Like before, you'll have a display case in the center of the space where your newest laptops will be on display. We also made the change to the space you requested. We added an area in the back that's separated by an adjustable partition so that you can privately meet with clients. We hope you're satisfied with this. Good luck at the event.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. What does the speaker say about the company's products? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which area was added? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and chart. In the previous session, we discussed handling calls from customers making complaints. In this session, let's talk about what should be done when customers call to upgrade their cable television service. Please turn to page 25 of your manuals to see the packages we offer. Of the four cable packages, most customers select the one which only has local channels. But you need to emphasize that the best deal for customers is the one featuring local channels as well as sports and movie channels. If you sell that package to 8 customers in 1 month, you'll receive a bonus on your next paycheck. Number 98. Who is this talk intended for? Number 99. Look at the graphic. According to the speaker, which package is the best? Number 100. What incentive is given to the listeners?